talk, I will shove my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet. You hear me? You hear me?
I hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
A jelly donut!
I'm your huckleberry.
You're not looking at the big picture! You're not looking at the big picture!
For all it is, medulla oblongata.
Hey, welcome to The Big Picture. I am Michael Sargent. Man, oh man, last 2 weeks, insane. Absolutely insane. And there's been a lot of good, and there's been a lot of stink.
Oh, even stink would say that stinks.
Well now!
So, I guess the first thing that I'm going to talk about today on this program is the events of this week. And I'm going to come at you from two very different angles. And I know a lot of people will say that this is, you know, a lot of stupid shit running out of my mouth. And that's fine. I mean, everybody's got a right to their opinion, right? Even though, who cares?
What is that?
Well, let me tell you what it is. I'm going to talk about certain people.
You people!
And, you know, what they do, all right? And it kind of ties into photography or very disturbing images that I actually witnessed. And let's get right to it, okay? Let's talk about this. This week, Governor Andrew Cuomo made it legal for women who are at full term pregnancy. He made it legal for them to abort that baby, a fully developed infant. And the talking point on it is, and this is where everybody argues the talking point. Oh, well, that's if the mother's life is in danger, or, you know, some other line of crap, you know, that they're putting the spin on to try to make it so it's not so real. And listen, first off, for you naysayers, for you Republicans, people who claim you're Republicans, but you're really fucking tree huggers, I don't care about your opinions on this, all right? The bottom line is this is exactly what they've done. They have made it legal. Let's say your baby's going to be born tomorrow. Okay, let's just say, for example, you're going to have a baby on Saturday, January 26th, okay? And that baby is going to be born at 12:05 a.m. They've made it legal. At 12:04, you can abort that baby. Especially if they say it puts the mother's life at risk. Some people are going to say that I'm totally full of shit and I haven't read the law. I have read the law. The standard has always been a pregnancy. It's legal to terminate it if it puts the mother's life at risk. All they really did here was legalize abortion. Late term abortion. They've made murder legal. Now, I'm going to be the first one to come out and say it. I do believe in a woman's right to choose. But if you are pregnant and you're going to abort that baby, you don't wait to the ninth month. There's a heart beating inside of you. Who in their right mind would do that? Well, there's a lot of women out there that will do it. Why? Life choices, circumstances, career. It's disgusting to me. And there's a lot of people that, as stated, will argue this point. There's people out there that thinks it's that think this is right. This is another whirlwind situation. It was going on in the evening. They came up with this bill. Governor Cuomo signed it into law, just like that. This is the problem with Democrats holding everything. Now, I have to give a lot of credit to Senator Robert Ort. He's my representative. He did vote no. And if I'm not mistaken, all the Republicans in the minority in New York State voted it no. So I got to ask this question of people, even people from New York City. It appears to me that the degradation of morals and ethics within society is so worn away that people would vote for a narrative that would allow this, and they don't realize the real root of the problem here. Killing an unborn baby whose heart's beating is fully developed, who could survive, is wrong. It even states that during a botched abortion, a baby can be born, and it's legal to just leave that baby on the table until it dies. And the people that can perform it, just about anybody can perform the abortion now. It doesn't have to be a doctor. The most disturbing part of all this is when it was signed into law, you look at the people that were celebrating this. That's the most disturbing thing to me. All these people in this room, you know, women, men, Democrats, all Democrats, celebrating this. And so many people support these people. Are you kidding me? I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong here? I don't think so. So, you know what? I kind of posted this on Facebook, and maybe it rubs some people the wrong way. But I kind of feel like this. If you can terminate your pregnancy 1 minute before that baby is actually born, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, once that heart starts beating, you're talking a life here. If you can murder a baby, a full-term baby, then let's just expand it. Let's make it legal to abort adults. And I say we start with Governor Andrew Cuomo. I'm telling you right now, who does he think he is? King Andy? These Democrats think they rule? They think they rule over people? Because that's what it appears to me. Because this person and his values and what he thinks is the right thing to do does not represent me or my values. And I gotta believe that there is a lot of very, very ignorant, stupid people in the world nowadays that would vote this kind of anti-Christian thing into office. I truly believe Satan is running New York State right now. You got Chuck Schumer. He looks like the little Satan's imp. You know, I read a letter that Chuck Schumer responded to somebody regarding illegal immigration. Whoa, you have our best interests at heart? Now, maybe because I'm from where I am, it's very, I live in a conservative area. And maybe I don't get it. I don't know. I can't figure this out. But I do know that every time you turn around, you're hearing about New York State separating from New York City. And I think that that's a great idea. I also think that it's a great idea. And what I would like to see, because first off, I kind of feel that this is taxation without representation. Granted, our senator represents his constituents very well, Robert Orr. But the rest of the state, Cuomo, Schumer, all these people that are in Albany right now, they do not represent the values of most New Yorkers. But the problem is, I don't think most New Yorkers care. You know what's coming up next? Your rights as a gun owner. Your constitutional rights as a gun owner. This guy is attacking legal gun owners. Don't worry about the criminal element. I mean, look at all the people he released from prison so he could get the votes. These things are crimes. And then I just read that the Catholic Church has said to Andrew Cuomo, "You're not a Catholic." And they've excommunicated him. They refuse to recognize him as a Catholic. I think that's pretty justified. I really do. Based on the fact of what this guy just did in the name of women's health. I don't believe that this is a health issue, a reproductive right. You know, Hillary Clinton talked about this. She felt it was okay to do this. And I know just before this all happened, she was with Andrew Cuomo in regards to this. And what's funny is the posts online are incredible to me. There are so many women out there right now that completely feel that this is so wrong. And this is a woman's issue. Women are so against this, and they keep talking about adoption. There's so many people out there that can't have children. And if a woman is willing to carry a baby 9 months and then decides to terminate that pregnancy at the last minute because, you know, doesn't stipulate, it could be mental health reasons. You know, she could terminate the pregnancy. This is where everybody's getting confused. Andrew Cuomo, you're a jackass.
Jackass.
You know, so let's say we can abort people now. Okay, if murdering a nine month baby that's about to be born is legal, then why don't we just expand this and decide that, you know, we can abort certain people? You know, let's abort 40, 50, 60 year old people. Let's abort the old senior citizens that live in nursing homes or elderly care because they can't afford to be productive members of society anymore after they spent their entire life, you know, working and building something and then spend their last days in some home. They're useless, right? So why do we keep them around? Whether you believe in God or not is not the point here. The point here is, if you're a person of faith, you know how wrong this is. And I'm waiting. I am currently waiting to see how this stuff actually goes down. Because I got a real funny feeling that if there is an Almighty, there's going to be some tragedy. And I think that maybe that's what we need. Because there's too many people that do not care about bigger issues. This is a big issue. You've been sold lies, especially when it comes to gun control. These people actually believe that they can stop shootings and all this other garbage by punishing legal gun owners. Listen, you can bet your sweet ass on this right now. If legal gun owners were the root of this problem, you would certainly know it. And Andrew Cuomo, you can pass your little laws. You can expand on your SAFE Act. Buddy, I think you're about to get the fight of your life. People are organizing, and they're getting ready to deal with you personally, brother.
Brother!
You have no clue of society's wants and needs. It's about your agenda. And anybody who's listening that disagrees with this, let me ask you this. I wasn't in Sandy Hook. My guns didn't shoot anybody. Look at the root of all this. I've said it before. When did this really become a huge problem? The Obama administration. That's when it really started coming to light. Anybody want to know why? I'll tell you what. Here's your lesson for the week. Go figure out why. Go figure out why. See if you can learn anything. Andrew Cuomo, it's dickheads like you.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you,
we would be so much further along in society. This socialistic approach, this all about you and your agenda, is terrible. You know what? Maybe I am outspoken on certain things. But the SAFE Act that was enacted, which was illegal, and is deemed illegal, and it's not being so much enforced by most counties in New York State because it is illegal, hasn't stopped any of the school shootings since it's passed. EA Sports, it's in the game, right? You know, why don't we start looking at part of the contributing factors to this real problem? Video games, killing games, shooter games. Kids have all grown up with these kind of games, and they are so desensitized to the realities of life. Life is no longer precious. When you can abort a 9-month baby, you know, a baby that's just about to be born, when a crazy fuck can get his hands on a firearm and go into a school and shoot up a bunch of people. And the narratives here, you know, we've had this debate. Oh, it'll cost too much money to put security guards in schools. Really? It'll cost too much money? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. You know, people, you got to open your eyes and start looking at things. Nancy Pelosi. She lives in a gated, very nice house, very expensive house. Lap of luxury for this woman. Look at her district. It's a shithole. There's slums. You know, she's not doing anything to better that district. You know, I want to give you an idea of something. You look at places like Detroit. Chicago, Democratic control for years and years and years. And you look at the urban blight. You look at the shit that these people do. Look at Niagara Falls under Democratic control. Have you been through Niagara Falls lately? Have you seen the condition of the roads? Have you seen some of the homes? Do you see the drug problems that exist in places like this? If you haven't, then maybe you should go. Now I'm going to talk about my little rectum here in New York State, Orleans County. There's factors in place, and there's people in place that are trying to bring business, jobs to this county. And you know what? It's Republican controlled. The work is being put in, and there are things developing out here. Do you see anything developing in Niagara Falls? It took those people 6 months, a little longer than 6 months, to fix a water valve in the street. They have no money. They had a very competent person as the chief of police in Niagara Falls. There's no incentive to be the chief of police in Niagara Falls. They've stepped down. The person stepped down. Most of you who listen, who are familiar with Niagara Falls, will know who I'm talking about. And I happen to meet that man. That man has a lot of moral integrity and character and believed in doing the right thing. He was an impactful person. He was making a difference. Unfortunately, he's right. There is no incentive to being the police chief. I don't blame him for stepping down. The fire chief, he stepped down too. There's no incentive. Why? Because there's not much in Niagara Falls. Okay, go right downtown near the falls. What do you got? A bunch of hotels, a cooking school, you know, some stores. You have a casino down there. What is there? Is there great jobs? Well, you've got one company in Niagara Falls that if you can get in and work for, you do pretty well. But there's not a lot of options there. There's not a lot of options. Sickening, people. Very sickening. What I'd like to know is where people think that the Democratic Party has the best interests of people. We've just raised an entire generation of bums. And I can be criticized for saying this. But I sit there and I look at, you know, the keyboard warriors that would not say something to my face. They wouldn't say it to my face. They'll type it all the way on Facebook. And you know what they're saying is wrong. And they know it deep down too. But they will sit there and say it. This guy, you know, make several comments to me regarding the incident that took place at Walden Galleria some time ago. You know, just a few weeks back. And clearly, he's the typical snowflake millennial. You know what? Say it to me. You won't. I still can't get over this abortion thing. And the photos and video online of some of these Democrats celebrating this, celebrating Andrew Cuomo for making murder legal. That's something for you to think about. And if you support this, you truly are part of the problem. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to tell you what I think people are going to start doing here very shortly, because they can, And there's some talking points. Maybe you'll think it's crazy. Maybe you'll think it's not going to happen. Maybe you'll think it's illegal. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
So, all these seem the same.
Get a Sony. The technology in their cameras and camcorders makes it easy to get the best shot.
Exactly.
What do you know about cameras and camcorders?
Really? Does that child have a beard?
Yeah. One real quick, maybe.
It's easy to get the best shot with Sony cameras and camcorders.
All right, welcome back to the Big Picture. Okay, people. This is going to be disturbing. It's going to be a little disturbing. Let me get the volume here correct. I want to play something for you that may upset some people, but I want what you're about to hear to really kind of wake people up a little bit. Okay, so just have a listen to this. This is a testimony regarding Planned Parenthood, and it came, Planned Parenthood medical procedures, and House Judiciary Committee, and I think it's pretty relevant, considering the fact that Andrew Cuomo just signed this bill that allows very, very late term abortions, 9 months, and I will say it again, people are going to argue this point and say, women's right to choose. Okay, yeah, I support women's right to choose. But if you're going to abort a baby, you got to do it very, very early. What you're about to hear is very sad, sick, disturbing. Get ready for this.
And I'll now begin by introducing today's witnesses. The first witness is Dr. Anthony Levitino. Dr. Levitino is a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist. Over the course of his career, Dr. Levitino has practiced obstetrics and gynecology in both private and university settings, including as an associate professor of OBGYN at the Albany Medical College. And Dr. Levitino, we'll begin with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the committee. I only have 5 minutes, so I'm going to get right to it. Second trimester D&E abortions performed between roughly 14 and 24 weeks of gestation. Your patient today is 17 years old. She's 22 weeks pregnant. Her baby is the length of your hand plus a couple of inches. And she's been feeling her baby kick for the last several weeks, but she's asleep on an operating room table. You walk into that operating room scrubbed and gowned, and after removing laminaria, you introduce a suction catheter into the uterus. This is a 14 French suction catheter. If she were 12 weeks pregnant or less, basically the width of your hand or smaller, you could basically do the entire procedure with this. But babies this big don't fit through catheters this size. After suctioning the amniotic fluid out from around the baby, you introduce an instrument called a Sofer clamp. It's about 13 inches long. It's made of stainless steel. The business end of this clamp is about 2.5 inches long and a half inch wide. There are rows of sharp teeth. This is a grasping instrument. When it gets a hold of something, it does not let go. A D&E procedure is a blind abortion, so picture yourself introducing this and grabbing anything you can blindly and pull, and I do mean hard, and out pops a leg about that big, which you put down on the table next to you. Reach in again, pull out an arm about the same length, which you put down on the table next to you, and use this instrument again and again to tear out the spine, the intestines, the heart and lungs. Head on the baby that size is about the size of a large plum. Can't see it, but you've pretty good idea you've got it if you've got your instrument around something and your fingers are spread about as far as they go. You know you did it right if you crush down on the instrument and white material runs out of the cervix. That was the baby's brains. Then you could pull out skull pieces. And you have a day like I had a lot of times. Sometimes a little face comes back and stares back at you. Congratulations. You just successfully performed a second trimester D&E abortion. You just affirmed her right to choose.
Yeah. See what I'm getting at here? It's terrible. It really is. You want to hear more? Let me give you a little more.
One more question, Dr. Levitino. Why did you end your practice of doing abortions?
I did over 1,200 abortions over a four-year period in private practice, not counting the ones that I did during my training. I met my wife during my first year of training at Albany Medical Center. We got married about a year later and found that we had an infertility problem. After years of failed infertility treatment and several years trying to adopt a child, we were blessed with adopting a little girl that we named Heather in August of 1978. As sometimes happens in those situations, my wife got pregnant the very next month, and we had two children 10 months apart. 2 months short of my daughter Heather's sixth birthday, she was killed in an auto accident and literally died in her arms in the back of an ambulance. Anyone who has children might think they have some idea of what that feels like, but unless you've been through it yourself, you have no idea whatsoever. I know people find it hard to believe, but what do you do after disaster? You bury your child and then you go back to your life. And I don't remember exactly how long it was after my daughter died that I showed up at Albany Medical Center OR number 9 to perform my first second trimester D&E abortion. I wasn't thinking of it as anything special. This was routine to me. But I reached in, literally pulled out an arm or leg, and got sick. You know, earlier on, I described stacking up body parts on the side of the table. It's not to, gross people out, to use a simple term. When you do an abortion, you need to keep inventory. You have to make sure you get two arms and two legs and all the pieces. If you don't, your patient's going to come back infected, bleeding, or dead. So I soldiered on and finished that abortion. And I know it sounds, as I said, hard for people to believe, but I'm telling you straight up my experience. You know, after over 1,200 abortions, first and second trimester up to 24 weeks and all the rest of it, and being very dedicated to it, for the first time in my life, I really looked at that pile of body parts on the side of the table. And I didn't see her wonderful right to choose, and I didn't see all the money I just made. All I could see was somebody's son or daughter. And I stopped doing late-term abortions after that, and several months later stopped doing all abortions.
Thank you.
That's about all I can really say, people. You know, what's left? What is left here? This is what our governor just signed into law. I mean, this is what he thinks is right. Hell, he thought it was so right, he ordered pink lights I don't even know what to say. I really don't. It's celebrated. And there's people out there that think it's right. God have mercy on our souls. Next week.
If you bought the fantasy, it's murder in the first degree.
Let me go, got to keep it low.